This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Facebook on Friday suspended former U.S. President Donald Trump from its platform until at least January 2023 and announced changes to how it will treat rule-breaking world leaders in the future. Facebook's independent oversight board last month upheld the social media giant's block on Trump, which was enforced in the wake of the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol because the company said his posts were inciting violence, but the board ruled it was wrong to make the ban indefinite. Trump's now two-year suspension is effective from the initial date he was blocked, January 7th this year, and will only be reinstated if the risk of public safety had receded, Facebook said in a blog post. Nigeria's government announced on Friday it was suspending Twitter operations in the country, saying the platform was being used for activities capable of undermining Nigeria's, quote, corporate existence. The information ministry said the government had suspended indefinitely the operations of the microblogging and social networking service Twitter in Nigeria 2 days after the social media giant deleted a remark on President Muhammadu Buhari's official account for breaking its regulations. Buhari had referred to the country's civil war in a warning about recent unrest in the country's southeast. The 78-year-old president and former general referred to those misbehaving in recent violence in the southeast, where officials have blamed separatists for attacks on police and election offices. The social media company says it is still working with Nigerian authorities on when the platform would officially start to be unavailable in the country. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Britain's Health Secretary Matt Hancock announced Friday vaccinating children in Britain against COVID-19 would take priority over donating doses to other countries around the world. A World Health Organization senior advisor said earlier Friday wealthy countries need to give more COVID-19 vaccines and follow the United States in making vaccines available immediately. He claims there's a 200 million dose gap caused by Indian supply disruptions and manufacturing delays. The WHO is urging richer countries to donate their surpluses to poorer countries instead of giving them to less vulnerable groups such as children. 150 million doses have been donated to the COVAX sharing program, but the official said Friday only a small portion of those doses will be available in the short term in June, July, and August when they can make a difference in slowing the pace of infections in the global pandemic. He praised a U.S. plan announced on Thursday to quickly share 25 million doses and encouraged other wealthy countries to follow suit. Hundreds of police in the Philippines will start wearing body cameras during operations, its police chief said Friday, heeding demands from human rights groups for accountability after thousands of killings and allegations of cover-ups. The announcement comes after public outrage over the fatal shooting on Monday of a woman by an off-duty policeman, which led to condemnation from activists who say police brutality has become systematic under President Rodrigo Duterte and his bloody war on drugs. The shooting of 52-year-old Lilibeth Valdez was recorded on a mobile phone and shared on social media. Administrative and criminal charges have been filed against the officer. Philippine police have been accused of executing suspects, then staging crime scenes and fabricating reports, emboldened by what activists say is a culture of impunity under Duterte. One of Germany's leading Catholic bishops, Cardinal Reinhard Marx, said Friday he had offered Pope Francis his resignation over the church's, quote, institutional and systemic failure in its handling of child sex abuse scandals. The stunning decision came after the church in Germany, like in many places elsewhere, was shaken by allegations of wide-ranging abuse by clergymen against minors. In a letter from Marx last month to the Pope published Friday, he wrote about how it was important to him to share the responsibility for the catastrophe of the sexual abuse by church officials over the past decades, slamming colleagues who, quote, refuse to believe there's a shared responsibility in this respect. He said the church was at a dead end. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.